Hare Krishna. So today is the disappearance day of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. Srila Prabhupada has explained that in the absolute realm, appearance and disappearance are the same. Just like the sunrise and the sunset, both are beautiful. Haridas Thakur is also known as Brahma Haridas because he is an incarnation of Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma, during Krishna's pastimes on earth, committed a mistake, or one could even say committed an offense, against Lord Krishna. When Lord Krishna comes, he appears like a human being. And not only like a human being, but in Vrindavan, like a cowherd boy, in terms of varnashram, of Vaishya. And Lord Brahma was astonished that why do the cowherd people have so much affection for Lord Krishna? And so to sort of show his prowess, he stole away with his mystic powers, the cowherd boys and calves who were with Krishna in the Vrindavan forest. Anyway, in the end, Krishna showed that he indeed is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Lord Brahma offered him many beautiful prayers that contain important instructions for us. But Lord Brahma, in his mood of repentance, prayed that he should undergo such an experience that he would never forget Krishna's position again. And in response to Lord Brahma's prayer, he took birth as Haridas Thakur in a Muslim family. And at the time, India was ruled by Muslims. Because Haridas Thakur became a great devotee, people were naturally attracted to him. And there was a ruler in Bengal, Nawab, who had a minister, or a wazir, like prime minister or advisor, who was envious of Haridas Thakur. So he told him that this Haridas is a Muslim and people are following him. He must come back to Islam. You cannot allow this to continue. So Haridas was summoned to the court, and the Nawab said, "You are born in a good Muslim family. Why are you chanting the names of the Hindu god? You should read the Quran and follow the Quran." Haridas replied that so many Hindus have been converted to Islam. What is the problem if one Muslim becomes a Hindu? Of course, he knew he wasn't a Hindu, but because of the mentality of the Muslims, he spoke in that way. So they didn't like that answer. And the argument escalated. And finally, it came to the point where the Nawab said that if you don't give up this chanting of Harinam, the holy name of Krishna, we will kill you. And Haridas Thakur replied, "You can cut my body into hundreds of pieces, but I will never give up chanting Harinam." So the Muslim governor decided that he should be justly rewarded and beaten to death by being struck by canes. And generally, within his kingdom, he had 22 marketplaces, Bais Bazaar. And so he ordered that to make an example of Haridas, he should be beaten to death. And usually a person would not last for more than two or three beatings in two or three marketplaces. So they took him and they were beating him, and nothing happened. He just kept chanting Hare Krishna. And the Nawab was very anxious, what's happening? And he kept getting the reports he's not dying. So finally the Nawab sent the ultimatum that if you do not kill him, I'm going to kill all of you, the constables. So the constables became very upset. What if we die? Who will look after our wives and children? And Haridas overheard them talking. Is there some difficulty? So they explained what the situation was. Then Haridas Thakur said, "So what do you want? You want that I should die?" Which is what they wanted. He said, "All right." So he played himself into a trance. He went into such deep internal consciousness that there were no symptoms of life. So they were very happy, finally. He's dead. So they sent the news to the governor. He's dead. What should we do with him now? Should we bury him or burn him? And cremate him? And the Nawab replied, "He's not a Hindu and he's not a Muslim. Just throw the body in the river." So they threw the body in the river, and Thakur Haridas came back to his consciousness and got out of the other side of the river. So people thought, he's risen from the dead. He is someone very special. And so his popularity increased, his fame increased. And even the governor had a change of heart. And he personally came to Haridas Thakur and begged for his forgiveness and told him that he can choose any place within his kingdom, and the governor would give him all facility and all protection. So Haridas Thakur, he appeared before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That means in terms of Lord Chaitanya's manifest pastimes, Haridas Thakur was older. He was close friends with Sri Advaita Acharya, who was elder. And they were both praying for Krishna to come again. And on the Gaur Purnima night, which was when Krishna appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya, without knowing why, they felt very jubilant. And they began to chant and dance in ecstasy. And eventually, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested himself as Krishna, they joined his Sankirtan movement. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Navadvip to stay in Jagannath Puri, Haridas Thakur also went to Puri. And because he was a Muslim, he was not allowed in the Jagannath temple. So he stayed at the Siddha Bakul tree. The Siddha Bakul tree is still existing. Haridas Thakur was chanting. He didn't have any shelter. And at the Jagannath temple every day... Anyway, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took a stick and put it in the ground, and it immediately sprouted into a bakul tree. And that bakul tree, Siddha Bakul, it is considered to be a perfect devotee. And it's still alive. It's one of those living entities who personally witnessed the pastimes of Srila Haridas Thakur and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Haridas Thakur would chant the holy names. And one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to visit him, and he was not well. We're coming now towards the final pastime, and I will just read a few verses. Please repeat after me. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anti Lila, Chapter 11, The Passing of Haridas Thakur. Text 1. Namami Haridasam tam Chaitanyam tam Chatat Prabhum Samstitam Apiyan Murtim Swamke Kritva Nanartaya. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Haridas Thakur and his master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who danced with the body of Haridas Thakur on his lap. The chapter begins by discussing the ecstatic symptoms of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in love for Krishna. Then text 16. One day, Govinda, the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went in great jubilation to deliver the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food to Haridas Thakur. When Govinda came to Haridas, he saw that Haridas Thakur was lying on his back, chanting his rounds very slowly. Please rise and take your Maha Prasad, Govinda said. Haridas Thakur replied, today I shall observe fasting. I have not finished chanting my regular number of rounds. How then can I eat? But you have brought Maha Prasad, and how can I neglect it? Saying this, he offered prayers to the Maha Prasad, took a little portion, and ate it. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Haridas's place and inquired from him, Haridas, are you well? Haridas offered his obeisances to the Lord and replied, my body is all right, but my mind and intelligence are not well. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further inquired from Haridas, can you ascertain what your disease is? Haridas Thakur replied, my disease is that I cannot complete my rounds. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. If one cannot complete the fixed number of rounds he is assigned, he should be considered to be in a diseased condition of spiritual life. Srila Haridas Thakur is called Nam Acharya. Of course, we cannot imitate Haridas Thakur, but everyone must chant a prescribed number of rounds. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we have fixed 16 rounds as the minimum, so that the Westerners will not feel burdened. These 16 rounds must be chanted, and chanted loudly so that one can hear himself and others. Text 24. Now that you have become old, the Lord said, you may reduce the number of rounds you chant daily. You are already liberated, and therefore you need not follow the regulative principles very strictly. Purport. Unless one has come to the platform of spontaneous love of God, he must follow the regulative principles. Haridas Thakur was the living example of how to follow the regulative principles. Text 25. Your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of the holy name in this world. Purport. Haridas Thakur is known as Namacharya because it is he who preached the glories of chanting Harinam, the holy name of God. By using the words Tomara Avatar, your incarnation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms that Haridas Thakur is the incarnation of Lord Brahma. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that advanced devotees help the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his mission, and that such devotees or personal associates incarnate by the will of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord incarnates by his own will, and by his will, competent devotees also incarnate to help him in his mission. Haridas Thakur is thus the incarnation of Lord Brahma, and other devotees are likewise incarnations who help in the prosecution of the Lord's mission. Translation. The Lord concluded, now, therefore, please reduce the fixed number of times you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Haridas Thakur replied, kindly hear my real plea. I was born in an inferior family, and my body is most abominable. I always engage in low work. Therefore, I am the lowest, most condemned of men. I am unseeable and untouchable, but you have accepted me as your servant. This means that you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to the Vaikuntha platform. My dear Lord, you are the fully independent personality of Godhead. You act by your own free will. You cause the whole world to dance and act as you like. My dear Lord, by your mercy you have made me dance in many ways. For example, I was offered the Shraddha Patra that should have been offered to first-class Brahmins. I ate from it, even though I was born in a family of meat eaters. I have had one desire for a very long time. I think that quite soon, my Lord, you will bring to a close your pastimes within this material world. I wish that you not show me this closing chapter of your pastimes. Before that time comes, kindly let my body fall down in your presence. I wish to catch your lotus-like feet upon my heart and see your moon-like face. With my tongue I shall chant your holy name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. That is my desire. Kindly let me give up my body in this way. O most merciful Lord, if by your mercy it is possible, kindly grant my desire. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My dear Haridas, Krishna is so merciful that he must execute whatever you want. But whatever happiness is mine is all due to your association. It is not fitting for you to go away and leave me aside." Catching the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur said, "My Lord, do not create an illusion. Although I am so fallen, you must certainly show me this mercy. My dear Lord, there are many respectable personalities, millions of devotees, who are fit to sit on my head. They are all helpful in your pastimes. My Lord, if an insignificant insect like me dies, what is the loss? If an ant dies, where is the loss to the material world? My Lord, you are always affectionate to your devotees. I'm just an imitation devotee, but nevertheless, I wish that you fulfill my desire. That is my expectation." Because he had to perform his noon duties, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up to leave. But it was settled that the following day, after he saw Lord Jagannath, he would return to visit Haridas Thakur. After embracing him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left to perform his noon duties and went to the sea to take his bath. The next morning, after visiting the Jagannath temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by his other devotees, came hastily to see Haridas Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the other devotees came before Haridas Thakur, who offered his respects to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, "My dear Haridas, what is the news?" Haridas Thakur replied, "My Lord, whatever mercy you can bestow upon me." Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately began great congregational chanting in the courtyard. Then he praised Haridas Thakur. Then Haridas Thakur made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit down in front of him, and then he fixed his eyes like two bumblebees on the lotus face of the Lord. He held the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his heart, and then took the dust of the feet of all the devotees present and put it on his head. He began to chant the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya again and again. As he drank the sweetness of the face of the Lord, tears constantly glided down from his eyes. While chanting the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he gave up his air of life and left his body. Seeing the wonderful death of Haridas Thakur by his own will, which was just like a great mystic yogi's, everyone remembered the passing away of Bhishma. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees performed tumultuous kirtan, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lifted up the body of Haridas Thakur and danced with it. And he took the body to the sea side, bathed it in the ocean, and he said, "Henceforth, the sea will be a holy place." And then he arranged a samadhi, like a place where Haridas Thakur's body was laid to rest. And it was covered by a mound of sand, dirt, and a tulsi plant was put on top of it. Then he arranged for Mahaprasad to be distributed in a great feast. And thus he honored Haridas Thakur and fulfilled his desires. So I'll just read the last few verses. Text 101. Thus I have spoken about the victorious passing away of Haridas Thakur. Anyone who hears this narration will certainly fix his mind firmly in devotional service to Krishna. Purport. At Purushottama Kshetra, or Jagannath Puri, there is a temple of Tota Gopinath. If one goes from there to the sea, he can discover the tomb of Haridas Thakur still existing. Every year on the date of Ananta Chaturdasi, that's today's date, there is a festival to commemorate the passing away of Haridas Thakur. Near this temple and the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur constructed a small house called Bhakti Kuti. In the Bengali year 1329, Purushottama Math, a branch of the Gaudiya Math, was established there. In the Bhakti Ratnakar, it is stated, Srinivas Thakur, the Bengali is quoted, but Srinivas Thakur quickly ran to the seashore. When he saw the tomb of Haridas Thakur, he immediately fell down offering prayers and almost fainted. The devotees present there pacified him with very sweet and affectionate words. And Srinivas again offered his obeisances to the tomb. Hearing of the separation that Srinivas expressed in his lamentation at the tomb of Haridas Thakur makes one's heart melt. 102. From the incident of Haridas Thakur's passing away and the great care Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took in commemorating it, one can understand just how affectionate he is toward his devotees. Although he is the topmost of all sannyasis, he fully satisfied the desire of Haridas Thakur. At the last stage of Haridas's life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him his company and allowed him to touch him. Thereafter, he took the body of Haridas Thakur on his lap and personally danced with it. Out of his causeless mercy, he personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and personally begged alms from the shopkeepers. Then he conducted a great festival to celebrate the passing away of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was not only the topmost devotee of the Lord, but also a great and learned scholar. It was his great fortune that he passed away before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are exactly like an ocean of nectar, one drop of which can please the mind and ear. Anyone who desires to cross over the ocean of nescience, please hear with great faith the life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita following in their footsteps. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, Chapter 11. describing the passing of Haridas Thakur. So there are many portions of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that describe the glories of Haridas Thakur, and we should read them. We should read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We should read all of Srila Prabhupada's books. There are many. But because of constraints of time, we will not discuss them now. But they are worthy of reading about and talking about and thinking about. But I'll just mention two pastimes that took place in Phulia, which is the place, or near the place where Tamal Krishna Goswami left his body. Just near there is a cave where Haridas Thakur lived. And it's mentioned that within the cave, a snake came to dwell. And the local people were concerned about the snake, that the snake might bite Haridas Thakur. So they requested him to find some other place. And the snake, hearing the discussion, immediately left the cave. You could say the super soul within the heart of the snake prompted the snake to leave the cave, so that Haridas Thakur would not be inconvenienced and have to move elsewhere. Another pastime that took place there was that a beautiful lady came to test Haridas Thakur. She spoke very enticing words and revealed her body in very attractive ways. And Haridas Thakur was not the least disturbed. He continued with his chanting and eventually she became a devotee. And that woman was Maya Devi herself. Maya Devi herself came to test Haridas Thakur, and he passed the test to the extent that she herself surrendered unto him and became his follower. So there are many, many pastimes. But mainly we can think of him. He's very merciful to us. He himself was born in a, you could say, Yavana family. He was delivered by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the holy name and elevated to the topmost position. So we pray to follow in his footsteps. As Srila Prabhupada said, we cannot imitate Haridas Thakur. Once there was a morning walk on Juhu Beach, and Lokanath Swami asked Srila Prabhupada, "Why have you prescribed 16 rounds?" And Srila Prabhupada replied, "I have not prescribed 16 rounds. I said, no, you have, at the time, 16 rounds minimum. If you can chant 16,000, it's most welcome. 16 minimum. Then Lokanath Swami asked, well, then why do some people fix another minimum number for themselves other than 16? And Srila Prabhupada said, that is welcome. You can fix another minimum number if it's more than 16. Not if it's less. And then Lokanath Swami said, well, how do we know if we're just imitating Haridas Thakur? And Prabhupada said, imitation is not bad. If you're imitating Haridas Thakur by chanting more rounds, that's not bad. That is also welcome. And then one of the managers said, but what if there's service to be done? And the devotee refuses to do the service because he has extra rounds. The Prabhupada said, you ask him to do service, and he says, oh no, I can't do service, I'm busy imitating Haridas Thakur. So that is very bad. That is very bad. So, but yes, if we can chant more and serve more, that is welcome. Hare Krishna.